Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Hey friends, what a fascinating and interesting time we are finding ourselves in right now. You know, a lot of people are using this time and diving into fear and anxiety, and I get it, it happens, but I want you to see the positive side of things, because believe it or not, there is a positive side of everything. And one of those is that we have the opportunity to reset. We are hitting the reset button for Mama Earth, for our schedules, for our sanity, for our habits, for our work-life balance, all of those things. You know, I saw a funny meme the other day that said, you know, from the parent's perspective, 20 years from now, it may have been less than that, it may have been 10 years from now, the parents are like, yes, you know, in 2020, we had this terrible pandemic and, you know, the economy was bad and we were stuck in our homes and people were hoarding toilet paper and all these things. And then from the college kid's perspective, who is now in college or in their 20s or a little bit older, 10, 15, 20 years from now, and what they remember of the pandemic of 2020 is things like, we sat down and we had dinner together. We did things as a family. We had ultimate togetherness. I had fun with my parents learning during the day, all of these things. And so I want you to take that energy to the things that we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what are the things that you can and can't control in this situation, both energetically and physically and mentally and socially, of course. We're going to talk about what is in your circle of control and your circle of influence. So where I did part of my training, the Functional Nutrition Alliance, they've done a good job of bringing us back to center as practitioners, right? And bringing us back to the things that we can focus on, both for our own health and our family's health, but as well as for our client's health, right? And so that's what I want to focus on today. What is in your circle of influence and what is in your circle of control and what are things that you can't control? So those are things that you have to let go of. And so interestingly, we're all getting a big lesson here in control. I know I, for one, tend to be someone who tries to control things. I want to control the outcome. I like to be certain. My brain does a really good job of doing its job of trying to predict and make the right choices for those outcomes. The reality is, and the reality that we're all faced with so dramatically right now, is that we just don't have control. We don't have control of so many things. Life in itself is uncertain, and the only certainty that you have is this moment right now. So when we're thinking of that, when we're thinking of our circle of control, circle of influence, and the things that are out of our control. It's actually a Stephen Covey method. And I was first exposed to Stephen Covey back in the late 90s. It was part of the my gifted and talented program in high school. And so we did the 7 habits of Stephen Covey. And this wasn't part of that, but this is also a teaching by the same person. Interestingly, if you, like most teachings, right? If you look at it, you can really find that teaching across many, many different religions and cultures and customs, and the circle of control and circle of influence is no different. Just to link it to something that a lot of my audience would understand, it's also kind of what the Serenity Prayer says, right? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? So we're going to work on that wisdom to know the difference today so that you can accept or let go of the things that you cannot change, and so that you can change the things that you can. When we're talking about something like a global pandemic, things that you can control are things like your attitude, your habits, how you choose to follow the governmental recommendations. You can control your own social distancing. You can control turning off the news, limiting your social media. You can control your own kindness and grace. You can control finding fun things to do at home. And you can influence things like your body and your health and wellness. Ultimately, you can't control whether or not you or your neighbor or your family member or your coworker or anyone else gets a virus, bacteria, disease, sickness, any of those things, but you can influence the tools that your body has, give your body the right ingredients to give it the best chance that you possibly can. This is a good time to invite you to the show notes page at audreychristie.com/108. Rather than having a transcript, what I've done is create a free course that is all about your circle of influence, your circle of control, and then specifically how that relates to your human suit, to your energy, to your immune system. So how you can actually take this information and use it to influence the things that you can influence and control the things that you can control. In functional and integrative medicine and functional and integrative nutrition, we learn that there are root causes to everything. So even though you might think that a virus is a root cause or is something, what it actually is a branch in the tree, right? It has a root cause itself. A virus is not, it's a symptom is a better way to put it. A virus is a symptom. And so when we're looking at something like our immune system, what can we influence and what can we control? There's essentially four steps here. There is modulating, and then clear, calm, and enhance. Now, not everyone puts them in that order, and here's why I put them in this order. Modulating is assessing. And with a conventional medical background, I know that assessing has to come before anything else. And so part of what we're doing when we're operating in our circle of influence and circle of control is determining what actually, with our health, lives inside that circle. So it could be things like sleep and relaxation, exercise and movement, stress and anxiety, nutrition and hydration, relationship and networks. All of those things are things that you can modulate, that you can invite in more balance and recognize that we have a unique opportunity for resilience in any one or all of these areas. So some things to ask yourself. And if you go to the course, show notes page, audreychristie.com/108, again, completely free, you can see in that course how the questions that you need to ask yourself and take the quizzes and find out. What do I need to do about my sleep and relaxation? How much am I sleeping? How can I optimize my sleep? Where am I seeing stress affect my body? How is that affecting my gut and digestion? Because we know the gut is where our immune system lives, right? And it also has more nerve innervation than any other organ or combination of organs in our entire body. And there are similar questions and quizzes that you need to ask around exercise and movement. Making sure that you're moving your body and sweating or exercising the right amount. So not too much or not too little, very Goldilocks here, right? And what exercises feel best for you right now? Not normally, but right now. And then similar questions in nutrition and hydration, stress and anxiety, and relationship and networks. And so modulating is really the first and last step, right? So you wanna ask yourself these questions, start to work on these new habits and things to shore up your human suit, shore up those cells that make up your body, and then repeatedly ask yourself, reassess these same questions. Now, a lot of times people want to skip modulate, clear, and calm, and they want to go right to enhance. Here's the problem, friends. You cannot enhance a bad diet. I mean, you can a little bit, but by and large, you know, I use the example in one of my classes recently. If you went to the store and you bought up all the Oreos and all the Cheetos and all the milk and all the eggs and all the Wonder Bread and all the liposomal vitamin C, and don't forget the toilet paper, right? People are doing that. But if you went and bought up all that junk food for you to eat and your family to eat the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, however long it lasts, and also bought all the vitamin C thinking that will work, it's very unlikely. You can't out supplement a bad diet. You can't out-supplement a system that is inflamed and angry and full of toxins. Now, in the same regard, doing a full detox right now, a big heavy detox to get rid of parasites and other bugs, it's not a good time to do that right now because it does leave you a little bit more vulnerable. However, it is a good time to take steps to clear and calm inflammation. So first you clear all the things that are causing inflammation. As you know, inflammation and immune function are at the heart of resilience. So things you can do to safely clear your body are things like focus on clearing body waste. So you're hydrating with water and herbal teas and broths. You are eating water-rich foods, fruits and vegetables, soups and stews. You're making sure you get plenty of fiber. That is critical. 90% of Americans are not getting near enough fiber. And you're making sure that if you are using your digestive supplement or if you have digestive supplements, you're using those. So you want to make sure you have enough acidity in your stomach to kill whatever needs to be killed. Same thing with contaminants from our environment. If you look at the circle of control and influence and things that are out of our control, oftentimes you can't control the contaminants in your environment. And those are very detrimental. I just worked with somebody recently who had really high levels of toxins in their blood, and it turned out it was from their cookware, right? So there are things that generally we can't avoid, that we can't avoid, you know, pollution in the air that we didn't create. But right now we can avoid, we can take this opportunity to clear contaminants from our environment. They don't have Lysol at the store? Perfect. You don't need that stuff anyways. It's toxic. They don't have Clorox bleach to clean your counters? Amen. Skip it. Let's start using stuff that is non-toxic. This is the perfect time for you to whip up your own cleaners, whip up your own soaps if you would like to. But, you know, a lot of people are worried about not even being able to get antibacterial hand soap. Well, unless you're in healthcare, skip it. Just get some soap. Any kind of soap will wash your hands, okay? Those are ways you can clear contaminants from your environment. Along the same vein, we want to make sure we're clearing inflammation by clearing up our nutrition. So we're getting rid of gluten and refined sugar, alcohol, processed foods, these things that you know are triggering for your health. Really honing in on those things that you know that you have a food allergy, food sensitivity, or food intolerance to. And this one is the biggest one you can get rid of right now. The biggest one you can get rid of right now for an upper respiratory virus is dairy. If you've been on the fence about dairy, now is the time to get rid of dairy. Now. And I tend to talk about this every spring because people tend to get mucousy and slimy. But right now, we got spring happening, mucus and slime, plus an upper respiratory virus kind of closing down the nation or the world even. This is the time to step away from cow's milk, creamer, cheeses, all of that. Get rid of it. Perfect time. And then the last thing to really focus on clearing are things like stress and anxiety. And so the way you clear stress and anxiety versus calm, which we'll talk about next, you clear stress and anxiety by staying up to date on the latest facts from reliable sources, but only doing that once per day or once every 3 days or once every week. Checking in on the news, there is something that the news is reporting every single time, I promise you. But checking the news 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 times a day, staying plugged into the Facebook feed, staying plugged into the news organizations is not, it's adding to your toxin load by adding stress and anxiety. So instead, practice stress reducing techniques, breathing, meditation, prayer, gratitude, visualization, right? Stay up to date, but stay off. Clear that stuff out of your schedule. That is something that is not only in your circle of control. You have the choice not to do those things, but it's also in your circle of influence because it influences things that you can't directly control. It influences your anxiety levels. The third part of all of this is calming. So once you've cleared what you can, you calm. And calm is about worrying less and taking more action. And so calming internal inflammation, using a lot of the same strategies we use to clear inflammation, again, with the foods, other ways to calm inflammation. I'm always a fan of adding stuff rather than taking stuff away. Get rid of dairy? Absolutely. Get rid of the big triggers? Absolutely. But the remainder of things will kind of work themselves out. So once you get rid of your dairy and your gluten, and you're not sitting around drinking every night because you don't have to work tomorrow, then let's start adding things in. you might not be able to get your hands on the specific ingredients or specific supplements that you want, but we're going to worry about that in Enhance. Right now, we're calming the inflammation by using lots of spices in our cooking, lots of garlic and ginger and turmeric, beautiful choices, eating as many colors as possible, and staying hydrated with warm or cool liquids to keep those mucous membranes doing their barrier work, right? The mucous membranes is a barrier to your internal system, just like your skin is, okay? And the second aspect of calming is calming your nervous system. So accept and understand that these are trying times and you're feeling what you're feeling, and that's okay. Inside of my course, which is free, audreychristie.com/108, I'm giving you all sorts of techniques, breathing techniques. You can also find techniques on my Instagram TV or IGTV. Breathing techniques and energy medicine techniques and emotional release techniques that can help you to calm your nervous system. And then you have the opportunity right now, a unique opportunity to calm lifestyle patterns. So many times I work with clients and I talk to people that they're trying to fit their good habits around their busy schedule. By choice or by force, those tables have been turned, and now you can start to build those habits that you know you need to not just survive, but thrive. And then when everything bounces back, whatever our new normal is, you can then start to fill in your habit schedule with life, okay? You can flip those tables. So little things like eating and chewing food thoroughly. You're not racing off to practice. You're not racing out anywhere. So just take time to be with yourself, to tune in, eat and chew your food thoroughly. Slowly sip on hot drinks. Take a nice slow walk outside. Be present. The theme, my mantra for today is evidence of presence. Okay. Evidence of presence. And you can check that out on my Instagram feed for the full explanation there. But take time to invoke your smell responses, right? With flowers and essential oils. And again, calming that lifestyle pattern means we're not staying tuned in to that news and that phone, particularly important at bedtime. It's part of good sleep hygiene. And that is included, that whole sleep, bulletproof sleep protocol is included in the information in the course. And then the last step, which is really not a last step because this all moves in a circular motion, right? It's a cycle. So you modulate, find out what's going on, or assess is a good word for that. Then you clear, and then you calm, and then you enhance. And then guess what happens? You assess again and figure out what your new normal is, what your body needs now. So when we're talking about enhancing our system, right? Enhancing our body, enhancing our immune system, it's really going to be based on your individual needs, on those things that you assessed or in the modulate section, you assessed that you needed that are left after you've cleared everything and calmed everything. And then you can enhance. Now, when you're thinking of enhancing, you can enhance sleep with that bulletproof sleep protocol. Enhance digestion. You can do some supplementing for that. The clear portion, staying away from those trigger foods, really supports your digestion. That is critical. You can enhance your body's ability to get rid of waste by sweating, by drinking a lot of water, by using that neti pot, right? You can also enhance your stress resilience by meditating. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, Audrey's talking about meditation again. Guys, it is the only thing scientifically proven to have an impact, a long-term impact on stress and stress resilience, right? You can also move your body and find some joy in each and every day. If we're talking specifically about immune function, it's getting difficult to find things that we would typically consider immune enhancers. So I want you to think outside the box. I'm helping you do that some in the course. But if you can't find vitamin C, think of what foods can I use? Can I eat raw foods, chewing them well, making sure my digestive tract is on point, but targeted food. So if I'm thinking vitamin C, maybe I'm thinking of citrus and spinach and bell peppers, right? And so consider thinking outside the box. And instead of going, oh gosh, you know, I can't find liposomal vitamin C, whatever will I do? Just redirect. Where else can I get vitamin C? When we're thinking of targeted vitamins, minerals, and nutrients for the immune system, consider things like vitamin D3 plus K2, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc. Quercetin, make sure it has bromelain. And then even there's some consideration to vitamin A, but be very careful with vitamin A. It's not for pregnant women or children or breastfeeding mamas. Think of, again, instead of taking those supplements, because you get more from the food, the supplements are just kind of icing on the cupcake. So think diverse, nutrient-rich, think a rainbow of food. Think of, again, including all of the spices, specifically for immune system, garlic, ginger, oregano, turmeric, echinacea, astragalus. If you go to the produce section, all of those are available. At least they are here in my neck of the woods. Again, with the barrier systems, that means staying hydrated. A lot of people don't think of staying hydrated as being protective, but it is protective from airborne viruses, right? Our mucous membranes, just like the skin on the outside, protect from stuff getting into our body. And then avoiding inflammatory foods, personal food triggers. And then one really specific thing you can do to enhance is avoid smoke. The only kind of smoke that I will make the exception for is if you are saging somewhere with herbs. That is actually shown to reduce airborne bugs, if you will, microbes. So those are all things that you can do to enhance. And then once you've been enhancing for a minute, guess what? It's time to assess again, to check in on where you're at, what areas need to be cleared and calmed and enhanced again. These are really, really simple steps. And again, I invite you to join me inside the course. It's a free course, all online, videos, downloads, all kinds of good stuff. You can get that on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/108. We're taking the no fear approach, the peace over panic, calm over chaos approach to making sure that not only do you have something to do, rather than sitting there wondering what's going to happen and what do I do, we're taking that uncertainty, we are funneling it and focusing on what we can influence and what we can control. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast. If you would like to contribute to this podcasting effort of getting the word out about how to stay out of chaos and stay in calm, how to stay out of panic and stay in peace, how to stay in your circle of control, in your circle of influence by ditching Band-Aid fixes and shifting to root cause resolutions that actually work, then be sure to subscribe, rate, leave a review, and share this out to as many people as you can. I would be oh so grateful. Be well.